Episode 934, Customize Your Happy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week has started off fabulous. Today is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want to encourage you to customize your happy. That's what we're chatting about today. It's going to be fun, really uplifting. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Happiness is what you bring to your day. You bring it. Are you bringing it today? If not, you need to customize your happy one smile, one thought at a time. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. Digest that for a minute. What are you focused on? If all you look at are the struggles and challenges that you're facing, they are going to be the ones that grow. You're going to just keep feeding into that, and they're going to develop and develop over time. Remember, what you give attention to grows, plus it distracts you. Aren't you distracted enough? I mean, you know, you've got your cell phone, you've got emails, you've got the children, you've got the husband. All of that is a distraction. Okay, no, my dear sweetheart is not a distraction, and I know yours isn't either. That was just for, you know, laughs. I know. I told you, customize your happy. But you have to understand, when you're sitting here focused on your struggles and your challenges and your troubles, the storms in your life, we all have them. It doesn't matter what it is. It distracts you. So what you wish would go away ultimately is what? Drawing you in. It's like this magnet, this force field, as my children would say. You know, you just can't refrain from it. It's like, Mom, I'm being sucked in. Maybe for some of you, that's food. Maybe for some of you, that's Facebook. For some of you, it's Instagram. But you don't want to be drawn into the negative, because it becomes your daily purpose. And guess what? You're too awesome for that. What really do you want to focus on? What is it? What's burning inside you that you're like, gosh, I just wish I could spend my time here. Where is it? Maybe it's business. You know, maybe you're in a network marketing company and you're so excited and you're like, I want to talk to more people about it. This product has done amazing things for me. You want to share it with the world. But instead, you're focused on, gosh, I just don't know how, you know, we're going to get the bills paid. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's kind of important, right? Everybody wants to pay their bills. But when you focus on it, then that's all you do. You dwell there. And you have no hope left for what you really want to be doing. Maybe you want to focus on your health. Well, if you're distracted all the time with the chaos in your life, then you're never going to want to get up and go work out, even though you know, and you know who I'm talking to. Yeah, it's you. That if you do work out, you're going to feel awesome afterwards. Fabulous, wonderful, incredible. But for some reason, at that immediate moment in time, when you make that split second decision, you say, no, I just really don't feel like working out. Maybe it's your marriage. You don't want to put that extra effort into your marriage at the end of the evening, staying up for an extra maybe 10 minutes to have a conversation with your spouse because you're all too worried about everything else. Maybe it's your education. You know, you're going back to school and you're on a mission, but now the mission has been squashed because doesn't matter what because. You let it be squashed. What do you really want to focus on? Maybe it's your family. You're growing. Maybe you have a new one along the way. How exciting. But then you're like, yeah, but this family drama that I have, I don't know. And I can't focus on our family that I really want to do. What do you really want to focus on? Customize your happy. Don't let life happen to you. Create your now. Jim Rohn says this, happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It is something you design for the present. Customize your happy. Think about what makes you smile and gives you a little pick-me-up feeling. You know what it is. Yeah, maybe it is a wonderful ice cream cone. Or maybe it is, like for me, I love my root beer floats. You know I love my root beer floats. I haven't had one in a really long time. That would be an awesome day today. Oh, no. I have other goals. So that doesn't fit into my goal arena. So nope, I got to find something else. But what is it? What's that thing that makes you smile? When you are choosing to be happy, that doesn't mean, though, that you are discarding all the CRAP in your life. In the last 48 hours, we've had a few major events occur in our life. I mean, as if moving isn't a big enough one. Yeah, we've had even more occur. At one point yesterday, I was on the phone with three different people all at the same time. It can get really crazy, can't it? But you see, you know, we all have these little bumps in the road, but they're bumps. It's just a disturbance for a little bit of time. But this morning when I woke up, I chose to customize my happy. I decided on the what I needed to focus on so God can take care of the how, the what before how. If you haven't listened to episode 933, how to get to where you want to go back and listen to that episode. Because if you did, you'll understand what I mean by what before how. I truly did. I made sure I got my me time in this morning. Yeah, that means I was running and walking. I had an amazing chat with God, my quiet time. I was able to wrestle with my thoughts. I was also able to release some of the negative that was happening and really focus on what, the what, because I know God's got the how, so I'm not going to worry there. I can be concerned, but I'm not going to worry. You can be happy in the midst of a storm because there's really no reason to let circumstances rock your boat. Life does happen, but you don't want to let it happen to you. Create your now and customize your happy. And you know what? You'll be smiling so much more. Come on, smile. You know it feels good when you smile. So go out today, and as you're smiling, be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.